Our next article, Young, Free, and Mobile, takes a look at the camper van lifestyle. Three couples from America, Argentina, and Spain describe their alternative lifestyle, traveling the world while living and working in a specially converted van.
Back in the 1960s, a VW camper was the iconic vehicle of the hippie era. They are now design classics, and a fully restored one can cost as much as €100,000. But there is a much cheaper option. Make your own camper van. In recent years, thousands of young people have converted old commercial vehicles into living spaces, generally for just a few thousand euros, van included. For some, it is just a way to travel the world on a restricted budget when they are not at work. For others, it is an ideal way of life for a generation more interested in experiences than careers and money. The physical space may be small, but the psychological space is huge. The whole world is home. It also offers a new model of sustainable living, with minimal possessions or consumption of resources. Cheap, fun, and easy. What's not to like about the van lifestyle?
Lola and Nicholas, American Odyssey. Leaving Buenos Aires in Argentina in 2014, Lola and Nicholas's plan was to travel all over the Americas. 3 years later, they have been all the way to Alaska, Canada, Cuba, and are now back down in South America. We decided to travel in a VW because you can find parts in the entire American continent. It also has a simple engine and is easy to repair, and people love them. It was empty, so we had to build all the furniture, bed, couch, kitchen, windows, and pop-up roof. We got rid of a lot of stuff we didn't use and added a solar panel. To pay for their lifestyle, they sell homemade postcards of their travels, as well as bracelets and necklaces. They have watched northern lights in Canada, turtles laying eggs in Costa Rica, and seen a volcano explode in Guatemala. There's never been a moment when we wanted to quit this lifestyle. Being on this trip changed our way of seeing the world.
Ava and Victor, Escaping Silicon Valley. For most people, Ava and Victor had a perfect life. Originally from Barcelona, the couple both had successful careers in Silicon Valley. Ava as a graphic designer and Victor as a programmer. But all was not well. "We were tired of the San Francisco culture," they explain. "The startup world is only about working and earning money. We felt too crammed in the city, just working every day from the same office." So they bought a van for $3,700, did their own conversion, and left town, continuing to work part-time for companies based in San Francisco while on the road. "We have breakfast in the van and then find a place with Wi-Fi. It can be a public library, a cafe, or the middle of a mountain if we have enough 4G. Their travels have changed them. "We are the owners of our lives. We will never have a 9-to-5 office job and live in a city. The most rewarding thing is the flexibility."
Taylor and Pete, discovering another community. Americans Taylor and Pete recently graduated with business degrees. But instead of beginning our glorious ascent up the corporate ladder, they chose a nomadic life. We came across the van life community and the idea felt so right for us. Converting an old airport shuttle bus into a home, they want to make a living by remote creative work. Taylor has a part-time job reviewing papers for an online tutoring company, but she admits that one of the toughest aspects of this lifestyle is finances. The best part is social. We've made some great friendships. You never know how long you'll get to hang out, so you cut the crap and are just real with each other, making deeper connections with people in shorter time.